What is TWS podcast episode, whatever? Who cares at this point?
The rant's been vindicated.
It's my podcast. I do what I want to.
People, listen.
Word, is it still alive?
It's not working for me, Rich. All right, we're going to keep going.
I know I changed my voice at work.
Bars on the radio.
What is TWS podcast?
I'm ready. I feel like the end is staring at my watch and I'm feeling so new school.
Suicide attempts, how many tries to take?
They ain't ready. They ain't ready. They ain't been ready. They ain't gonna be ready. This is the White Pants Society, and you are listening to another episode of the What Is TWS podcast. As always, I'm your boy, J.Dot Flan. And with me again through the miracle of the interwebs is my brother, Rich Nerd.
What's going on, sir?
Oh, man, not much. Another wonderful day in the world of TWS, whatever that means.
We all over the place.
I swear I had my note up, like, right before we started this. Now, all of a sudden, it's, like, nowhere to be found. All right, there we go. All right, so, all right, let's get started. Again, you know, bringing attention back to this, because I think we forgot about it. Flint, Michigan, we are going on 4+ years. I think we celebrated the 4-year anniversary not too long ago of when this really became a crisis we were nationally aware of. You know, basically, we have a city in the United States of America practically living in, you know, I don't know what qualifies as third world conditions, but I believe, you know, the lack of clean water has got to be pretty high up there. So, yeah, Flint, Michigan, people are still dealing with, you know, not having clean water for 4 years going on now. These are tax-paying citizens. These are citizens paying water bills right now. And they don't have clean water, and, you know, governments and municipalities are even stopping the programs that were providing these people with bottled water. So we're asking our listeners, you know, please check out ttcharities.org. To date, well, the last time I checked, I won't even say to date, I'm sure they've done more by now, but the last time I checked, which may have been a month ago, they had contributed 14,000 gallons of clean water to the people of Flint, Michigan. So anything you can do to help them out is greatly appreciated, whether it just be a repost or a retweet or sharing information with a friend. Let's be our brother's keeper and try to take care of our folk. There's no reason that we have a city in this great nation where the people don't have clean water. Doesn't make sense. So yeah, ttcharities.org. Please go check it out and do what you can. Take a sip of some water. Oh man, that's kind of fucked up. Like right after I talk about Flint, Michigan, I take a sip of water.
Oh man, didn't even think about it.
I didn't think about it until I did. All right, I'm gonna go on a quick rant, and Rich, don't get offended, but this whole situation just like it fucked with me. I have said for a while I hate the internet, which is ironic because I'm a podcaster and so I depend on the internet. But fuck it though. I think that. The internet has become like a hotbed of misinformation, and it's so easy for lies to spread and like to spread insanely quickly. So, you know, and I'm guilty of it myself, but I'm urging everybody to, you know, that when you see something, you know, before you repost, before you spread that message, just take 5 or 10 minutes and fact check it. Like, I know that's a lot to ask, but the information out here is so bad that, jeez, I think we have to get in the habit of doing that. I bring this up because there was a quote attributed to Angela Davis that was circulating through the interwebs. I think it went viral. It got pretty big. The quote being, "Straight black men and white women will always be the weakest links in the struggle for equality because they view equality as achieving status with white men. The problem with that is that white men's status is contingent upon the oppression of other people." And so, quote's been posted a lot of different places. It even made its way to our group. And when I read it, you know, from what I know of Angela Davis, you know, I know her to be, you know, somewhat of a controversial figure and a feminist. But I've never known her to openly attack the men of her own race publicly like that to me. So I said that's when it definitely rubbed me the wrong way, because that came across as inflammatory and insulting, and it just wasn't something that I thought was in the vein of what Ms. Davis stood for. So I tried to do some quick research, and I found out I could not find the original source of the quote. The only source of the quote I could find was Twitter, was somebody just said she said it. And once they said she said it, it seemed to, it gave it credence, and people started running with it. And no matter how many voices were out there saying, this isn't real, this is fake, can you please point me to the page in the book where she said this, it didn't seem to matter. There were enough people that believed it was true to run with it. And, Ms. Davis is somebody I don't think deserves that. And then I also think that the quote was inflammatory and meant to be more divisive than anything. And in this day and time, we really can't afford that. We really can't afford to divide within ourselves because somebody said one of our, you know, great minds, you know, said something crazy. And there were even the people that decided, you know, well, even though she didn't say it, it's true, so let's debate it anyway. Like, not, you know, we wouldn't be having this conversation if you didn't think she said it. So, I don't know. I hate the internet. I'm really tired of all of the fucked up information out there. It pisses me off. And I try very hard not to contribute to it, but I think I do fall victim to it a lot. You see something that supports your point of view, and you immediately want to spread that with people so people can, you know, can agree with you, or people can see things your way. But not everything that supports your point of view doesn't mean it's true. So I don't know. That's my rant. I'm gonna get off my soapbox with that. I just needed to get it off my chest.
No, I get where you're coming from. Like I said, I posted the quote in question, and it wasn't necessarily to say, hey, look what Angela Davis said, which is why I revised it. It was mostly because I wanted to see what the responses would be, and basically you were the only one who responded. Yeah. I just wanted to see what the thought process was. And that's why I tagged C, who was the person who posted it, just to see sort of where he was coming from, because he didn't post any thoughts behind it.
And that's the other part that really kind of bothered me, is that, you know, it seemed like people were just like blindly liking it. Like, you know, like you said, like we weren't having a conversation about the substance of this quote, which I thought was pretty inflammatory. Like, I thought this was as a black man, it was inflammatory and it was insulting to me, and it angered me. And just to see like the likes and stuff. And I know that the likes just came from, you know, it's Angela Davis, man. You know, we woke, you know, all that, the wokeness and all that, you know, bullshit that gets on my nerves every other day. And, but yeah, people were just posting this thing to be posting a quote from a prominent black mind, and really weren't like digging into it, or like we weren't, even in our group, we weren't having a discussion. And I saw people liking it. I saw people, you know, looking at the quote and leaving a like, but like not leaving a thought. And I thought it was, and it angered me immediately. So like, I was going to leave a post regardless. It's like, once I read it, I wanted to respond to it, but I went to do the research, really not because I thought it wasn't true, but because I wanted to understand the full context of what she was talking about before I responded to it. Cause it just rubbed me like I must be misunderstanding Ms. Dave. Like, I don't think she would have said what I'm reading from this. So let me go find like the whole passage, so I can clearly understand what she was trying to say. And the more I went to try to find the whole passage, I realized that there was none. So, but yeah, all right. Again, like I said, woosah. Fuck it, though. I'm a back up off of that one. But I still would like, if people are in the Facebook group, like, let's talk about the quote now. Like, if we know it's not real, you know it's not Angela Davis, and you liked it, what did you like? Like, people was like, it's sad but real. What was real about it? Like, let's I mean, and I'm not trying to, like, I know that sounds a little aggressive, like I might put people on the defensive, but I really want to understand what someone read into that and was like, oh yeah, that shit is real. Like, yeah. Is this how you feel about black men right now? Like, is this, you know, hey, as you can tell, I feel a turn kind of way. Too much energy.
Yeah, that's some nitros. Sonny had a few nitros.
I mean, you know what, man? Like, I tell people, like, 95% of shit that people talk about, I don't care about. And I'm really starting to feel a kind of way about myself about that, because people talk to me all the time, and I'm like, fuck are you talking to me for? Like, I don't care about what you are saying. But when you hit that, like, 1% of things that I care about, and you say something to me about those things, like, yeah, I get way too mad. I go, you know, 0 to 100 real quick. So that, as you can see, that one touched me. Like, that one really paused. That one really got me. But Rich, anything you want to rant about? I got one for you, but I want to get you, give you a chance to get some shit out first. Pause.
Nah, like I said, spoke to you earlier before, man. It's just been a hectic road and a lot of changes going on. Some good, some bad. Some with the company, some in personal lives. But you know what? Shit happens for a reason. Just trying to make it through to the end. Try to keep positive vibes. Luckily, I got my boys there, so pretty much I'm good.
We all we got, homie.
And that's all I'm going to say about that. I'm anxious to get into some of these topics, though, because I saw some videos that you posted. And I was, first of all, I'm not going to say it. I'm going to wait till we get to it.
We're going to get to it. This might be a little bit longer of an episode, but fuck it. I really want to come back hard, pause, because we've been gone for like a week and a half. And it's a lot of shit to talk about. I don't even have a shit I don't care about section this week, because there's a lot of shit I care about that I want to talk about. But first, this one for you, Riz. This one is for you. I want to big up a millennial.
Okay.
So did you hear the story about the 22-year-old woman that delivered her son using a YouTube clip?
Nigga.
All right.
No, I did not.
Bet. Welcome to another episode of Guess the Ethnicity. You on the clock, Rich. All right, here we go. A 22-year-old delivered her son alone in a Turkish hotel room using nothing but YouTube videos and WikiHow articles. So YouTube videos, WikiHow articles, let me see, towels, and towels, shoelaces, a teapot, mug, and a pocket knife. Like, this is a real story.
So that's some...
this is a real story.
Fucking MacGyver like a motherfucker. In a Turkish hotel?
Turkish hotel room. You can literally learn how to do anything. I think between a dude with one hand getting drafted to the NFL and a woman delivering her own baby alone on YouTube, using YouTube videos, you can't have an excuse for shit anymore. Like, look it up. Like, I don't know. Like, wiki that. Like, Google it. That should be the answer to every question from now on. You can deliver babies purely off YouTube. So no epidural, no nurse, no doctor. So let me see what I'm gonna give you, and then we're gonna get your first thoughts on this. All right, so let's go from right there. From what you have now, 22-year-old U.S. citizen. So this is not a Turkish woman. 22-year-old U.S. citizen. I'll say she was an Air National Guard member. But yeah, she delivered the baby, her son, using nothing but YouTube videos, WikiHow articles, towels, shoelaces, a teapot, mug, and a pocket knife. Guess the ethnicity, Rich.
And you said she was the National Guard?
National Guard.
That's some fucking shout out to the United States of America, because that's some training right there. I mean, she has the YouTube and shit. But that's some training right there.
Just to have the composure to be able to say,
yeah, just to, I like can the, still... the core strength and composure and the knowledge and the sheer will to know that you gonna make it through. Like, that's crazy.
Yeah, to not panic and to even be able to come up with the idea that I can do this off YouTube.
So my thing is, one, I'm trying to figure out, was she alone because she chose to be alone, or was she alone because, you know what I mean? So that's what I'm trying to figure out, because that plays a part.
These are all good questions, Rich. And I feel like you're going to a racist place, but
I ain't going to go there.
But yeah, this is Guess the Ethnicity. But I don't know. Just a quick guess, and then we're going to move on. We're going to come back. First guess.
All right. I would say Hispanic.
Hispanic. All right. First guess is Hispanic for the 22-year-old that delivered a baby by herself based on YouTube. But again, you know, like, we give it millennials a lot of shit. You gotta clap it up for this one, Rich.
Like, hey,
this was crazy.
Nah, she got it. She got it. That's crazy. I don't know if I could have done it. That's some real MacGyver shit.
Nah.
That's legit real MacGyver
shit. I'm alone in a Turkish hotel room with diarrhea. I'm like, I ain't gonna make it. I'd be calling people like, dog, just, I ain't gonna make it. It got me.
That's crazy to me.
It got me.
Damn, but fuck it.
Fuck it. All right, so let's pause on that one, and we're going to come back. I don't know. Did you want to hit? I know you posted because we had planned an episode that we didn't get to record for reasons we don't need to discuss. But you had listed a lyric of the week. And I don't know if you want to go ahead and throw that lyric out there, or should we keep going to our topic?
Actually, that was a pretty good one. Hold on, because let me see if I got it open right now.
That was, I don't have good one, and I know it was from Mr. Cole, and not ready to do a review on his album just
Cole
yet.
World.
But from what I heard of it so far, I like it, and I get the feeling that people are going to treat it like I'm sexist. Like, I like the Cole album because he's a dude, and I don't like the Cardi album because she's an outspoken female. And
No. Fuck that bullshit. These two albums are in two totally
different categories.
Different leagues. We talking about NFL and arena football. They totally fucking different. All right, but the Cole track off his new album. This came off of ATM off of the J. Cole KOD album. Life can bring much pain. There are many ways to deal with this pain. Choose wisely.
Choose wisely.
Bars.
Wish I'd have had that information back in the day.
But yeah, that's what I'm saying. It invokes a lot of thought to me.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Because you can go many ways and you can relate that to so many different plights and struggles within your life. But I like it. And if you listen to the rest of the track and the rest of the album, really, he's doing his thing. Anybody who says that you're discriminating because he's a dude and I suppose the Cardi B, nah, keep washing them paper plates.
Oh man, so what are our Cardi B? I think the two ending statements were that Cardi B makes music for women that wash paper plates,
bruh,
and that Cardi B makes the soundtrack for bad decisions. I think that's where we ended with Cardi B.
And Cardi B makes music for women who bite the hot dog in the middle. That one. All right, no more. It's a lot of people out here really feeling that Cardi album. I just don't know why. But
all right, so we had some fun on the TWS Facebook group over the last week and a half. So I wanted to hit a couple topics from there. I wanted to start with the one I posted today. It really hasn't become a discussion yet. But as a parent, I kind of wanted to talk about it because some shit has happened to me recently. And I think it kind of correlates with this thing. But I posted a video of it looks like a guy, either the shop owner or a guy who worked at the store or whatever. But basically, he confronts a kid who he saw on the video cameras stealing.
Your ass.
It sounded like from the discussion that this was a kid who had stole from that store before. He had caught stealing before, and he told him he was going to whoop him if he caught him stealing again. So he approaches him on camera. Kid's like, nah, I ain't stealing. He reaches in his pocket, pulls the batteries out of his pocket because of stealing batteries. Whatever.
Yeah, I don't understand. We're not even rocking with CD players and Walkmans no more, so what you gonna need batteries for? I don't know, but go ahead.
All right, everything's rechargeable now. But dude's stealing batteries. He pulls the batteries out of his pocket and then proceeds. That was a belt, right? It looked like it was a belt. Like he had already taken off his belt when he walked over there. And it proceeds to whoop the kid. And this had to have been like a preteen at least. Like he was maybe like 11, 12. What you think, Rich?
About 11, 12, maybe 13 the max. He didn't look like he was old enough not to be getting whooped by no stranger in no mall, first of all. But I'm not gonna attack this man, but yeah, he was old enough not to
he was old enough not to need to have been taught this lesson. He should have known better at this point. But yeah, dude caught him stealing in his store, what it sounded like again, and proceeded to give him an old fashioned ass whooping right there in the store. And a mother runs over and she's like, don't beat my kid, whatever. And then she does turn to the boy and is like, why are you stealing? I told you I was gonna buy you the batteries. Which is some weak ass parenting too, but fuck it though. But my question was, is that the village that we talk about? Is that, it takes a village? And was that the village stepping up and teaching the kid a lesson that, somehow he had missed up until this point in his life? Or is that overstepping your bounds? Should you not put your hands on anybody else's child? I know for me personally, I'm at the point now, I don't even, with the climate that we're in right now, I don't like being left alone with other people's children. Like, I don't want to be, I don't want to be in any situation where your child might do something and I have to stop them from either hurting my child or even hurting themselves. Like, I just don't, I want you to take care of your kid. I don't want to have to do it because parents and shit are too sensitive right now and kids are too sensitive and I don't need no charges. And it just feel like anything, any and everything could go left. I could get accused of something. Somebody could say I did something. You know, I don't want to put, I don't want to touch your kid. And I don't want there to be any chance that you think I touched your kid, because shit is just too crazy. And then
I agree. You know, I agree with that. It's, listen, it's too much shit going on. I'm. It's a catch 22 because we don't. So on one hand, it would be nice to have that whole "it takes a village," but we that's just not how the world is right now. But nah, don't touch my kid.
And because of that, like. If I go someplace with Elise, like, you know, like Tammy is cool with like putting her down and she know we among friends and, you know, or amongst friends. So she lets Elise just go and like somebody will stop her from doing something dumb.
Yeah.
And that's not me. Like, I'm like on her ass the entire time. I be getting mad at Tammy like, damn, like I'm, you know, I'm getting tired because I'm chasing this little girl around trying to keep my eye on her. But, you know, I don't want it to end up where somebody else feels they have to take it. You know, they have to take action. And then it's a question like, do I like what you did? Am I okay with what you did? Mm-hmm. I just don't want, you know, I don't want that situation. So I keep my eyes on it. I keep my eyes peeled. But I want to tell two stories real quick, Rich.
Yeah.
About this that have fucked with me. One, Easter, we had an Easter egg hunt in front of the house, right? And, you know, we live in we got a lot of races on this block, but it's majority white. So, one of the, you know, white ladies comes over and she's got her little baby. And the baby had to been like, I don't know. She was walking but wasn't talking. So, yeah. That's like in that year, not two kind of range. And so, like, you know, Tammy and the mothers, like, so the father wasn't with her. It was just the mother. And Tammy and the mothers are, like, talking and the kids are just doing whatever, you know. And, like, the little girl is, like, walking up to your front of our house where we got, like, rocks and stuff, and, you know, and then it's like behind some bushes, so it's like I want to follow the little girl to make sure something bad don't happen to her, but then I'm back there and I'm like, I'm a black man behind the bushes with this white baby. Like, this is the most uncomfortable situation you could possibly put me in. I'm getting mad at Tam, like, will somebody come get this white baby? I don't want to be alone with a white baby. Like, that really was the most uncomfortable situation I had been in a long time. Like,
not me, not now.
Like, I don't want anything bad to happen to her, but if she starts crying and y'all run over here and it's like me and the white baby, like, you know what I'm saying? I don't, it, you know, is it, maybe I'm overly racially sensitive or something, but that was a nervous time for me. And I was really pissed at everybody involved for putting me in that situation. I do not want to be left alone with white baby. I don't want to be left alone with nobody, baby, but most definitely not white babies. Can I just put that out there right now? Don't, if you have a white baby, I don't want to be, you know, I don't care how much you trust me. I don't trust you enough to be left alone with your white baby. That's how I feel.
I agree with it. Fuck it. But you know what? We don't live in a world where, you know, it's okay. You know, certain people could do things like that. We can't police other kids. I feel like the world is not set up to where we can police other families. And even if it was, I don't want to have to. I don't want to have to be responsible for somebody's white baby, black baby. I don't care. There, it's so, and it's crazy. If you were in an alley or behind a garbage can, and it was your kid, say you took your little son to go pee around the corner, or whatever, you couldn't find no bathroom, you was on, whatever the case, you would be looked at weird for helping your own child. Mad at somebody else. You got to be careful with your own kid. No, I'm not. I know.
Nah. Then like, that's crazy. Like, it's like, the way my society is set up is I have my kid and you have your kid. And, you know, leave my motherfucking kid alone. And please watch your kids. I don't have to. I don't want your child to get hurt, but then I don't want to, like, smack their hand away from something and now you mad at me. Like, they was going to burn their hand, but I smacked their hand to stop them from getting burnt, and now I'm in trouble. Like, I don't want that. But then the other story I wanted to tell, and this is a very personal story, Rich. This is the reason why I don't like the word bitch. I'm going to say I don't like the word bitch, and I've talked about it a couple different times. It's not out of some feeling of self-righteousness or, I mean, it is out of respect for women, but that's not where the distaste for the word really comes from. I had a traumatic experience, Rich. What happened to me was around the age of that dude, maybe 11, 12 years old. I was listening to a lot of rap music. And my sister and I used to argue all the time. And one day, out of anger, I was like, "You black bitch.
What's wrong with you?"
Dang.
And Rich, when I tell you I got an old-fashioned village whooping festival. Like, it was like a month-long.
Walk down the lawn, yeah.
It was like a month-long whooping extravaganza. Like, it was like a, what they call a joint at church? Revival. It was like a whooping revival. Like, people just came to reaffirm, you know, their parents and skills and like, whoop me. And it was like, I got whooped by my mother, and I got whooped by, like, my play aunt. And then for, like, a month after that, it was anywhere I went and my mother told the story, I got whooped again by whoever it was she was telling the story to. I mean, I got my monkey ass whooped for, like, a month straight because I used that word. And so that is why I hate the word to this day, and I don't like saying it. I skip over it in rap songs. I'm not comfortable with it at all. But that's what the village would do to you. So maybe
that's what the village did.
That's what the village did. Hey, the village set me straight early. Early. I just wanted to put that out there. I know I say a lot about me not liking the word. Don't think it comes from some, you know, sanctimonious place. It comes from a place of trauma and fear. That's really where it comes from.
Nah, I mean, I get it, and truth be told, I've never liked it either. Like, I just don't feel comfortable calling somebody that. Like, why? Maybe that's sanctimonious and assholish. I don't know, but I just don't feel the need to call a woman out her name like that. Yeah, I've called dudes bitches before.
Yeah, I call a dude a bitch in a heartbeat. Like,
for some reason, I feel like calling a dude a bitch is way different than calling a woman.
It is way different. It's definitely way different. Yeah, I won't bat an eyelash at that. Nigga, stop being a bitch. Like, yeah. Of course.
Bitch-ass bitch.
But the moment I think, like, the context of the word is being, directed toward a woman, I can't do it.
Yeah.
Freeze up. I can't do it. Like, as angry as women have made me, like, I just can't do it, Rich. Like, you such and such. Like, you unstable creature. I can't do it, Rich. I can't do it. They whooped it out of me. So, I mean, whoopings work. Maybe we need the village back.
I get it. Believe me, I get it.
All right. I went a way down the rabbit hole on that one. Pause. What else we talk about? All right. So, we did the ring conversation in the group this week.
Oh, yeah. So, that was a good one. We had, man, that turned into World War III.
Yeah. People got reported. It was a lot of shit going on with that one. Hey, Atari. Atari, man. Can't be out here just calling people hoes, man. We can't. I know we family and everything. You can't be out here calling them hoes.
It was a good conversation, though. It was a good conversation.
And I know you wasn't calling anybody a hoe, but it could be taken that way. That's all I'm saying. I mean, it was comments made, you know, to the effect of these hoes ain't loyal. But
These hoes ain't loyal.
All right, so the debate is, and you posted that picture, and I swear, Rich, I thought that was like a pimple.
Man, first of all, you know, what kills me is I see it all the time, and I don't want to talk bad about you. If this is your situation, I am truly not sorry, and I did mean to hurt your feelings. But you see what I did there? But cool. Why, first of all, if you're a dude and you're getting her a ring, why do you get this chip at? If you can't afford a diamond or a rock, then just get the band. Like, I don't understand it. Why would you get these chipettes that look like grains of sand talking about, yeah, I got her a rock? That's not a rock. That's dust.
Yeah, I mean,
you can't be out here getting people chipettes.
I thought it was like lint on the camera lens, or she had a bump on her finger. I had no idea that was supposed to be the diamond in that ring. But the debate was like, if that's all your man can afford, like, you know, is that a deal breaker? Like, if y'all in love, he loves you, you know he loves you, but he can't do no better. Or was that the debate? That's why I took it. I took it as he can't do no better than the chip at. Now, if it's a dude that got the bread and just is showing you how much he cares about you, like how much of, you know, himself he's willing to give to you with the chip at, then fuck him. But if that's all you could do, lady, if that's all he could do and you knew that's all he could do, would you rather him do nothing? A, would you rather him do nothing? B, would you take the chip at, you know, gracefully as a symbol of love? Or C, would you be like, yeah, fuck you, you broke ass nigga, I don't, you know, I could do better. And we got a little bit of everything. I think we got a little bit of everything in the responses to that. There were some women that were like, you know, you should know my taste well enough to know that I wouldn't like that, and I'd rather you come to me with nothing than come to me with something you know I don't like.
And I don't see anything wrong with that. I'm in agreement with that. And maybe it's not all about the size of the ring and the money, but if you knew her and you got something that's inexpensive, but in keeping with, you know, what she likes and who she is, then hey.
Yeah. I mean, you know, and I told my story, like luckily for me, you know, Tammy, at the time we got married, I didn't even have a job. I had been unemployed for like a year. I have just moved down here to Austin. I was having trouble finding a job. You know, I had pretty much run through the majority of my savings. And we were going to elope. Our wedding total, rings and everything, probably cost less than maybe $3,000 tops. But yeah, you know, she did not. There wasn't an issue of, you know, proposing without a ring. It was the fact that, you know, we wanted to get married, wanted to be married to each other, and that other stuff didn't matter. And you know, and when I had the means. I did something, you know, better than nothing. The ring she has now is probably not the ring I want her to have, but I think it was substantial enough to be, you know, now that I have something, you know, here's how much of what I have now that I'm willing to put toward, you know.
Yeah, and it's a process, and you go along with where you're at. Who's to say, you know, if some years from now, all of a sudden we all millionaires. Shout out to TWS for, you know, making it.
Yeah.
Then you upgrade again. You know, it's commensurate with what you're comfortable with doing. You don't want to sacrifice, you know, what you're giving to the family and being able to have a roof over your head and everything else just to show off.
But what I was saying in my post was that it's easy to do that when I know I have a woman who's going to love whatever I can give her because it came from me. And because she knows that, you know, I'm doing the best that I can. I knew no matter what it was I gave Tammy, she was going to be happy with it. Now, that made me want to work harder to get something that she would really be happy with. Mm-hmm. But, like, you know, the way I am, the way my petty works, Rich. You know what I mean? If you make it, like, please, ladies, you know, I don't know. Like, if you were dating me, and I don't have to say don't do it to me because I'm off the market. But if I was in a situation with you, and at some point in the relationship, you started telling me, like, the criteria for your ring, it needs to be this and this and this. I can't do it. Like, I can't do it because you make it. Like, you gonna tell me what to give you? Like, this is a gift. I don't tell you what to give me for Christmas. I don't tell you what to, you know, like, this is me showing you how I feel. You don't tell me. That's just me. And so, you know, some of the ladies in the group was like, you know, I told them, we talked about what kind of ring I would want.
Mm-hmm.
And right there, right, that'd have been a deal breaker for me. I can't. That's the way my petty works. Like, if you make me feel obligated to do something, or you make me feel like I gotta do this, or you're not gonna accept it, now I can't do it. And luckily for me, Tammy would have, you know, Tammy sold it like she would have accepted anything, and that made me want to do what she wanted
to do. Something, yeah.
Yeah. So, that's a fucked up, you know, way to be, but that, you know, that's who I am. Fuck it though.
Man, I can agree with that, and I'm on the fence because, you know, I like the fact that it should be about the love, it should be about the bond. You know, you should want to get what you know the other person would like, or love rather, but that should be tempered and be commensurate with what you have at that time. You know what I mean? I think that the historical, what is it, 3 month salary. You know how long it's going to take you to save up 3 months salary? And my thing is also, I don't want to finance the ring. If I'm going to get you a ring, you own the ring, like this is yours. I don't want all of a sudden we can't pay the bills no more and you get a knock at the door and I'm like, hey, so we're here to repossess. Could you imagine getting your ring repossessed?
Nope. Yeah, that's got to be a... I wouldn't even want to think about that one. But I don't know. And really what I want to do now is I want us to do the tattoos. Like, I mean, I definitely want her to have her ring. But it was just a symbol, like, you know. We wanted to be married, like, above wanting a wedding ring, you know, wanting an engagement ring, wanting a ceremony, wanting a honeymoon. Like, that is not what we wanted. We wanted to be married. And none of those things are a requirement of marriage. And we could do all of those things after the fact. But what we wanted at that moment, you know, was to pledge our lives to each other and to have that commitment to each other. And we went and did that. And then all the other shit, you know, could fall in place when it's time. But I think we put so much importance on all of the symbolism and stuff that goes into the marriage, you know, that we don't place the commitment number one.
Mm-hmm. Right?
You know, before any of, you know, before a ring or any of it, is can we do this? Can we rock with each other for the rest of our lives, you know? I don't know.
And that's the part that people forget about right now. It's basically, it's all about the gram, looking good, like you said, and putting that facade out there. And people are focusing more on what's the word? The material and not the actual the bond. And the wedding day and all of that stuff in the ceremony, that's just that day. But the actual marriage is supposed to be a lifetime, and I think
everything that happens after that day.
Yeah. And nobody's thinking about the marriage.
That day flashes by real quick, and the next thing you know, you got the rest of your life to deal with. That day is over.
Man.
All right, but you know what's not over? This game of Guess the Ethnicity coming back, Rich.
All right, back. Come on, let's go.
So recapping, 22-year-old gives birth alone in a Turkish hotel room, using nothing but YouTube, WikiHow articles, towels, shoelaces, a teapot, mug, and a pocket knife.
Bruh.
Our current guest is Hispanic. Let's see what additional information Rich White might want. Would you want some more story details? You want a name? Or would you like the area in the United States that the young lady is from?
Yeah, where is she from? Where is she from? Let me...
All right. She is from Nashville, Tennessee.
Nigga.
Is that your answer, nigga? Is that the ethnicity we're going with? That's not the ethnicity. Right. That's in poor taste. So I apologize. All right,
so I really wanted to... My first choice was a black girl. Just because I've seen stories like this that have happened before, you know, and people felt like they couldn't tell their parents or they couldn't tell their significant other and things like that. So they kept it to themselves.
So let's give some more story details. Let's give some more story details.
All right.
All right. So this young lady, you know, she knew she was pregnant. I don't think it was a secret that she was pregnant. She was on this flight to Turkey. I was about to say she's on a flight to Turkish, but she's on a flight to Turkey. On the flight, she started to feel some cramping. She thought, you know, her stomach was bothering her. She just had eaten something that she wasn't supposed to eat. It wasn't until she arrived at the hotel room that she realized she was in labor. And she was so far in labor that she had to make moves. So, nowhere in the story does it kind of make it seem like it was something that she was trying to hide or keep from family members or the father. She, if anything, ended up in a situation where it was just life or death.
I'm still going Hispanic. I'm
still
fucking
going Hispanic. All right.
I'm a double down for now.
Let's see. I'm going to give you one more. Give you one more. I'm going to give you your last name. Last name? Ready, Rich?
Yep.
Freeman.
Freeman?
Freeman. I'm gonna give you one more, and this is gonna have to sell it, Rich. This is gonna have to sell it. She was on a flight from Atlanta to Istanbul.
See, my first choice was black, and I felt like she was a black girl, and the reason why I said that was one because you know I've known people that had to hide stuff from their family like that and stuff like that, but. Black people also notorious for not asking for help and YouTubing the shit out of everything. Like every Final Cut, Logic, like everything. I'm on YouTube looking at tutorials on how to use my damn camera. I hate going to the bank because I don't want to talk to a teller. So you know, I use the ATM or I just do online banking. I just hate being bothered with people. So that's why I chose a black girl. But this sounds like some real... You know, my family's super religious. You know, I had to do what I had to do. And then you said maybe it was nothing to have to do with that. You know what? I'm a triple down. I'm going to go with Hispanic girl. And it's probably going to be a black girl named Freeman.
Yeah, Tia Freeman. Tia Freeman, 22-year-old National Air Guard woman. What do you just say? Member. There we go. Mm-hmm. I got to learn how to be politically correct. Yeah, on her way to Istanbul with a friend, experienced the crabbing. Now, I was incorrect, Rich. She had not told her family and was and had been working away, you know, out of the state for the last couple of months. So nobody knew. So now her family not only didn't know she was pregnant, but, it's like, you was pregnant and here's the baby. I delivered it myself in Istanbul. Style. But yeah, Tia Freeman, African-American young lady, 22-year-old millennial. Delivering babies strictly with instructions from YouTube. That really is some MacGyver shit. What they say, YouTube, wiki, towels, a shoelace, a teapot, a mug, and some other shit. I don't know. That's like, you know, give me some bubble gum, duct tape, two matchsticks, and a popsicle stick. I'm not sure what I'm gonna do. But that's like crazy dope. Like, when I heard it on Steve Harvey this morning, and the only reason I knew she was black because they immediately said Tia Freeman. I'm like, Tia?
Yeah.
Got you. But yeah, I had to look up the story and hear the whole thing, and that's crazy. So again, shout out to millennials. Y'all catch a lot of flack for, like, being soft, but Shorty went out and delivered a baby on YouTube. That's
whole-ass motherfucking baby. Whole-ass baby.
All right. So once again, another episode of Guess Your Ethnicity. Thank you for playing, Rich. See what else we got on the agenda. All right, what you want to get to first? I want to talk about this real quick. Shit, man, these are three good ones.
All right, let's go. Fuck it.
Let's go to this this app, right? Tammy told me about this, so I got her into listening to the podcast. She was listening to this women's sex podcast or whatever. Mm-hmm. So there is a app called YouConsent. Have you heard about this, Rich?
YouConsent? I think I heard somebody talking about this. Is this? All right, go ahead. I think I know what it is.
So basically, it's a consent app. Like, you and the person that you're getting ready to have sex with can open the app, pretty much draw up a contract. Basically, you know, agree to what you're about to do. Like, the other one person brings up a QR code. You scan the QR code on your phone, boom, that creates the quote-unquote contract. It goes up into the cloud. So now, you know, a day later or whatever, you know, if there's a dispute, you can be like, but here's where she agreed, or here's what I agreed to, or whatever, because it's a contract in the cloud. Now, Tammy was telling me about, like, an even more secure app where it's like you can open a consent window. Like, you can say, I'm giving my consent right now. And if you don't close the consent within a certain amount of time, the authorities are automatically alerted. And then again, because it's specific to a time frame, like once you close the consent, you can't go back and revoke it. So a day later, when he don't call you back, you can't be like, he was raped, because he can pull up the consent. But that just, here's my thing, Rich.
It's a lot of work.
And if you, like, to me, like, if you at the point where you need to draw up a contract with the person before y'all, you know, before y'all get to fucking, whatever, you know, whatever. Yeah. Then maybe that ain't the person you should be sleeping. Like, if you do, if you know what I'm saying, like that, maybe I'm just too old school, but like, I feel like if I'm in a situation where I'm not sure how this is going to play out, like, I'm so unsure about how this is going to play out, I need you to put this in writing. You ain't the one. You ain't, it ain't worth it. Like, I'll go find something I'm more sure about than to sit here and like, let's draw up this contract real quick. Like, nah. It ain't for. I think we're taking it too far. And I kind of wonder, like, is that the point? Like, let's make it so asinine to have sex this way that people start taking sex more seriously and picking their partners wiser so they don't have to go through all this bullshit. But let's make it as difficult as fuck to have a white one night stand till people give up on the shit. Okay. That's how fast what I think this is, though. Can you imagine this shit? Like, all right, shorty, hold up. All right, now, you know, I'm trying to get some head first. You know, I go ahead and return the favor. I'm open to anal, which, how you feeling? No, okay. I just had to put it out there.
Like, how descriptive do you have to be in the description?
I think if you this worried that you need a contract, you need to be very descriptive. Like, you need to say,
and then are you allowed to we agreed to have sexual intercourse on the evening of April 20th. Like, do you have to say evening, or can you just say April 25th?
Yeah, like I said, I mean, Rick, if you at the point where you need a contract, I'm be like, between the hours of for a period not to exceed 3.5, you know, whatever. Like,
and subsection B, chapter 3, if all goes well, we agree to round 3 after having libations and a midnight snack. Like, get the fuck out of here. No. I'm good.
There's the promise that refreshments will be provided.
I'm good. I don't need to do nothing with nobody.
I really feel like in my heart, Richard, like, this may be, like, as much as I'm like, this is fucked up and it's a bad thing, maybe it's a good thing. Maybe if we keep going down this road and make it more and more dumb to, you know, to like engage in casual sex, then people might have to start taking sex more seriously. Because it's like, you ever heard that joke? What was it? I think it was Chris Rock that was like, you want to stop crime, like, you know, raise the price of bullets. Make a bullet $5,000. Yeah. And the dudes be like, man, I'm going to go to school, I'm going to get a degree, I'm going to get a good job, and I'm come back, I'm going to pop capping yet. You know what I'm saying? Like, if you just make it real difficult to do the dumb shit, then people will decide to do the other stuff. Like, right now, it's too easy to do the dumb shit. So everybody does the dumb shit. And if this is this the direction we headed in, where we just make it so difficult, like, there's so much red tape to go through to have one night stand, that you just like, fuck it, I might as well find a wife.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I might as well find me a wife, yo. Same amount of paperwork, nigga.
That's just crazy to me. That's really just crazy to me, but fuck it.
And then somebody, I saw the quote for the episode, like, so they posted a quote of a snippet from the episode where they talked about this. And this struck me as weird too. It said, women who feel they are in a safe environment and that they can trust their partner are more likely to have better and more satisfying sex. And that made me think. Who are the women that are consenting to sex with somebody that they don't trust in an environment where they don't feel safe? You know what I mean? Like,
that's true.
I'm not fucking if I don't feel safe.
That is true.
Oh, I don't trust you. I don't trust you? Nah, come on. Stop. I don't know. The world is weird, and I don't fit no more. Pause. All right, let's keep going.
That was a good one.
All right. So speaking of not feeling safe and trusting your partner, Bill Cosby. My bad. It's not funny. It's not funny. All right. All right. Bill Cosby found guilty. What was it? Was it of aggravated sexual assault or something? Something weird. Like, it wasn't rape. Like,
yeah, no.
It was something weird. But whatever.
Like, aggravated sexual assault, like indecent something. And so,
Yeah. But he's guilty. So now, was it just her? Are they saying, you know, like, he's only right now, he's just found guilty of raping this one
No, it's just her. He wasn't found guilty of raping her. He's found guilty of
aggravated sexual assault. Yeah. Right. Because I think he didn't.
And he was convicted on three counts with this one particular woman.
Yeah. And we use that term loosely. See, that's wrong. Fuck. Yeah. There, stop, man. Be nice.
But yeah. So my thing is, he's convicted on 3 counts holding up to 10 years apiece. Each count also holds just a regular fine of up to $25,000, so $75,000 in fines.
The money is nothing.
But then he just settled with her for $3.1 million. Yeah, he settled for $3.1 million.
If you settle a civil case, you can't pursue the criminal, okay?
He settled a case with her for $3.1 million outside of court. Basically this whole thing went away until Hannibal Buress did a show and started joking about it, like, hey, Bill Cosby out here just, you know, throwing money at it and fucking paying for rapes and shit. And he can do whatever he wanted, like, joking about it, making light about it. And then that's when she was like, oh, nah, I can't let this go. And then she brung it back, and then he got convicted.
I mean, I don't want to blame Hannibal. Hannibal's my guy. I like Hannibal. But, I mean, and regardless, like, if you don't rape, you know, like, you can avoid all of the jokes about you raping by
not raping.
Like, that's the simple mathematics of the whole situation. But what's killing me is, like, the high horse that people have jumped on all of a sudden. Like, you know, we back to, like, this, you know, like, you got to take everything away from Bill and anybody that supports him, you know, supporting a rapist, and you the reason why, you know, it be fucked up uncles and families raping kids and nobody talks about it, you know, because people still support the, you know, whatever. I don't know. I feel like the majority of these people probably got R. Kelly and Michael Jackson CDs in their house right now.
Still.
You know, and it is what it is. I feel like in this situation, to me, the right thing to do is just, when we talk about Bill Cosby, we always tell the whole story, no matter what side you're on of the coin. If you support Bill, then you say, yeah, well, he's an Emmy Award winning philanthropist, first black, you know, whatever you give his accolade, and he's a rapist. You know, if you don't support Bill, he's a rapist, sexual deviant, sex offender, who also put several hundreds of kids, you know, through college. Like, just tell the whole story either way.
Yeah.
He did it all. Like, you can't take any of it from him. Like, if he's a rapist, I mean, he is a rapist. He's been convicted of rape. He's a rapist. And he still was Bill Cosby. He was Bill Cosby, but he was a rapist at the same time. Like, just tell the whole story. We don't have to lose a legacy, or we don't have to lose art. We don't have to lose, you know, a whole linear body of work, or, you know, the great things a person did, because they also did some horrific things. Just tell the whole story every time, no matter what side you. Don't try to hide any part of it. If you don't like him, say you don't like him, but don't try to hide the fact that he did a lot of good. And if you support him, then support him, but don't try to hide the fact that he committed some horrific crimes toward women. Just tell the whole story.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah, everybody, you are what you are. He did it all, but you can't take none of it away from him.
I agree.
That's a lot of rape, though.
but he saved more than he raped.
Man, that doesn't this make the Dave Chappelle shit like the greatest fucking joke of all time? Like, bro, he rapes, but he saves. But he saves more than he rapes. But he still rapes.
Dave Chappelle was ahead of his time.
Ahead of his time.
I'm telling you.
Oh, man. Dude is awesome. All right, speaking of comics, and this is going to be the last one. We don't got to go too in-depth in this, but I didn't know who the fuck Michelle Wolf was before this week. Mm-hmm. But she right now might be my hero. Like, I watched that. First of all, it was hilarious. Like, her correspondence performance, correspondence dinner. Is it a performance? Whatever the fuck you want to call it. But it was hilarious. And she just went in. Like, she didn't care. And I think she even at one point said you know, y'all should have done y'all research before you hired me. Like did you not see this coming? Did, when you signed me on to this drink, did you not know I was gonna go this hard? Like, did y'all not watch any of my, you know, any of my shit? Have y'all never come to any of my shows before you signed me on to do the president's correspondence dinner?
You're gonna learn today.
You're gonna learn today. And she went in.
Thanks to Trump, pink yarn sales are through the roof. After Trump got elected, women started knitting those pussy hats. When I first saw them, I was like, that's a pussy? I guess mine just has a lot more yarn on it. Yeah. Should have done more research before you got me to do this.
That joint about, but she commented on Trump not being there. And she was like, man, you know, I would, you know, go get him and bring him here myself. But apparently the president is the one pussy you can't grab. She killed it, dog. She fucking killed it.
Oh, man, that's reckless.
She went in on Mike Pence. She went in on everybody. She went in on Southwest Airlines. She hit it all. Like, and again, I do wonder, like, did nobody from the Trump administration, or did somebody want this to happen? Was somebody there like, you know what, I really want to see him get the shit beat out of him at the correspondence dinner, so I'm gonna get the person I know is gonna do it and do it right. Somebody had to like hate him that much that they wanted this to happen to him. There's no way that was an accident. But it was, if you want some entertainment, people, I've never been, you know, a fan of these government things. You know, they feel stuffy and stuff. But they, you know, and now that Obama's not there, I think Obama's, you know, dinners were pretty cool. You know, he would have Key and Peele and, you know, cool folks like that. But this was fucking entertaining. Like, this needs to be on Netflix as a special or something. Like, I could watch this over and over again.
Nah, now I'm gonna have to go finish watching it.
Yeah, Michelle Wolf, I salute you. You one of my comedy heroes right now. If one day I could be like you, that'd be a hell of an accomplishment. See, women, that's me talking about a woman who did something, and I look up to her as an artist and what she did. Like, I want that to be acknowledged. That I'm not like all dudes all day. Pause. Mm-hmm. God damn, that was gay. Hey, how do I fluctuate so quickly between something good and something bad? Like, how do I move that quickly between saying something nice to saying something horrifically fucked up?
Bro, crazy.
I don't know. Something wrong with me, Rich. I don't know. That's all I got, man. It's hot as shit in the studio.
No, I agree. I mean, we good. We got all the content. We've been talking for a while. But I just want to thank the listeners for consistently tuning back in. Definitely want to say we got some new stuff on the way for you guys. So just hang with us.
Yeah, I mean, we got some serious things coming down.
Yeah, this is our year.
Yeah.
And just keep rocking with us. You know, you're going to be surprised.
Yeah, and if you get a chance, check out my Brick Road Challenge verse. It's out there. It's on our YouTube channel. It's on my Instagram, J.Flan. It's on the Facebook page. I'm promoting the shit out of this. I'm trying to get CeeLo to invite me down to Atlanta, get my rap career popping at 36. Never too late. Never too late, niggas.
Never too late.
But and shout out to hashtag Blackout Pod. You know, they had their second Podiversary. I don't know if I said that right, but they did that recently, and they did a mic check on that verse I dropped the other day for our Cardi B review. So I appreciate that. You know, yeah, anything I've sent their way or alerted them to. They've always gave a listen and gave me great feedback, so I appreciate you guys. Thanks for the support, and congratulations on your second
Podiversary.
So is it Tony or Tony Tone? I would save that for another episode.
I think it's Tony.
So I always say Tony, but I heard somebody say Tony Tone the other day, and it threw me off. Like, was I wrong? And also, if anybody could let me know if anyone in the group was actually named Tony, I'd appreciate that. Because the only one I know is Raphael Sadiq, and that's not fucking Tony. So, like, was anybody named Tony?
That is a good question.
I wonder. I could Wikipedia it, but, you know, I like to hear from the people.
Definitely.
And I can't trust shit on the internet no more.
Nah, you gotta fucking check everything.
Yeah, we looking for fact checkers. So if you need an internship, need somebody to sign some papers for you, get some college credit, I'll let your boy. You want to research or be a fact checker? I think we need one. So get at me, flan@whatistws.com. That's all I got. It's hot. I'm sweating. I need to kiss my daughter goodnight before she go to sleep.
Yep. That said, F it. Fuck be the light.
Hey, be the light and be safe.
Peace.
Peace. Thank you.